God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the officer friendly program. I was going to say, I was just reviewing some files where I started the officer friendly program with the Sears Roebuck Foundation. Sorry about that, folks. It's not the officer friendly program. It's the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from Indiana. And good to be back with you again, folks, tonight. Okay, see if I can do any better tonight now after that one. Well, my goodness gracious, I'm looking here at an NSNBC live vote. Don't know if you've voted yet or even heard about it, but they've got a vote here. Do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? Well, what do you think, folks? I'm going to share with you the responses here, and I guess I'm surprised. I thought there was more people out there who were fooled by this guy, you know, than maybe there really are. Maybe more people, as we've said on this program over and over, are indeed waking up today to what these international crime families are actually doing. So, they had 101,943 responses on the question, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? And a full 85% said yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there is plenty to justify putting him on trial. No, said it was 5% that said no, and 2% that said the man's done absolutely nothing wrong. Okay, 5% said no, like any president, he's made a few little missteps, but nothing approaching high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, what do you think, folks? I'm surprised by that. I truly am. It's a large poll, 101,943, almost 102,000 responses. So maybe, just maybe, the people are waking up. It's the problem with MSNBC is probably out of that 85%, 80% think the Democratic Socialist would be any different than Bush. That's the sad thing about it. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
Yeah. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, and I used to be officer friendly, but I guess I'm not so friendly today as I used to be. A lot of people don't think I'm so friendly, especially government agents today. But anyway, good to be back with you, and we're talking about the MSNBC live vote that was taken just days ago, and it's interesting to our police and military group because we are surprised, even though probably a lot of the Democrats listen to MSNBC, the Republicans are convinced that they should listen to the Republican Socialist, the Republican Party's news station, Fox News, you know, and the talking heads for Bush. And so probably MSNBC has a lot of these people that voted were Democrats. And it is sad that probably 80% of the 85, at least most of the Democrats feel if they had a Democratic socialist in there instead of Republican socialist, globalist, that it would be any different. And of course, you and I know that the goals of the Republican Socialist Party and the Democratic Socialist Party are identical. It's world government. They're owned and controlled by the same international crime families, and so it truly isn't any different. But you and I are supposed to think there's this big fight going on all the time. Oh, I'm a Democrat, and you're an ugly Republican. Oh, you're a Republican, and I'm a Democrat, or back and forth, back and forth. To keep up the fraud that there's a dime's worth a difference between the two, which there's not. So anyway, if you'd like to get in on the poll, though, I think that would be interesting if we get some of our people that understand the Republican socialists aren't any different than the Democratic socialists. But I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote on the poll because I believe the man is evil and he is leading us into wars for monetary blessings on him and his evil criminal cabal. And for the evil rulers who have the Greater Israel program in Israel so that they can take over all the land there. And then the oil is a big deal, too, taking over the oil for the International Crime Syndicate. And you and I won't benefit one dime's worth of difference in the oil if the internationalists continue to have control over the oil of the world. So, yes, I think he should be impeached. He also knew about 9/11, and the government of the United States, including the president and his cabinet, was complicit in the attacks in 9/11 or during 9/11, and he should be impeached. He won't be because the Democratic Socialists at the very, very top, their leadership is the same, and they like Bush in there because he can do things and he can fake out the Christians to go along and worship him as he's taking America apart and setting up the New World Order. And it's just been magnificent what he's done to the Christians. If a Democratic Socialist was in there, the Christians would be baring their teeth and snarling. They wouldn't be doing anything, but they'd be snarling at the Democratic Socialist because all the Christians are still waiting for the rapture and they don't have to do anything. My fellow Christians, by the way, I happen to be one, and I used to sit around waiting for the rapture, too, and let the country go to the devil. So anyway, I'm going to vote, and you can vote, too, by going to www.msnbc.msn.com. www.msnbc.msn.com. So let's have a little fun with it and put your vote out there and see how many in the country truly would like to see this a skull and bones man, the old Boner Bush, go to at least a trial. They won't successfully impeach him because, like I say, the internationalists that control both parties won't allow it because he's doing a much better job than a Democrat would in there at destroying the nation, taking away our freedoms, and making us love it. Yes, indeed. Okay, folks. I want to say something here more on gun control. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. Hopefully you got a hold of your senators over H.R. 3199. If not, please do this week because H.R. 3199 is bad, bad, bad. We talked about it. Remember, Gun Owners of America sent us this flash bulletin out, alert, and we went over that yesterday. I won't go over it today. But they're trying to get all the records in the gun stores. And if you have bought a weapon, and I hope you have bought weapons, I hope you already have your weapons, because God forbid you may need them. If we fail in our nonviolent redress of our grievances, folks, I can tell you from this old soldier and old cop, you're going to need those weapons. Okay, we're doing our very, very best to nonviolently redress our grievances with these evil Luciferian criminal cabal that has control of our nation and other nations. We're doing our very, very best, but keep your powder dry. You don't know. I will not, be a slave. I will not be a good slave whatsoever. If somebody tries to enslave me, they better tie my hands and tie my feet and put tape over my mouth, because if I can't hit them, gouge out their eyes and rip out their throat and kick their heart out, I'll bite the heck out of them. But I won't go down easy, and so I will not make a good slave. And I'll go to see my Lord, I know, very quickly if I don't get out of getting into containment. And I intend to get out of being in containment if I can. But that's why we say our prayers, the Lord's will be done. Not my will, but the Lord's will be done. And so I want to talk to you about something else I want you to take very seriously here. If you have bought weapons from a gun store, that form that you filled out will end up, that 4474 form that you filled out, will end up in the hands of the ATF, the government. The FBI, the ATF, it will go into a big computer, and they will know you have those weapons. So that means when the knock on the door comes, and if we continue to gain in awakening the people out there, possibly that knock on the door won't come. You know, we're on a roll right now. We're awakening more people than ever before in this nation to know the truth, and the truth is setting them free mentally to realize what's happening so they can get active with us and try to stop these thieves and rotten characters that are in control right now. And so, but this frightens the internationalist criminal cabal that we are awakening more people. So that means that the next terrorist attack may well be on the way. We don't know when they're going to do it. I'll tell you why. We were expecting at our two police and military associations that if the Bush crime family had their way, he was supposed to have the draft in already, where they're drafting our girls and boys, the universal draft in already. But he needed a big terrorist attack on America before he could do it. And so we figured that he would pull it off very soon last summer. Well, he hasn't done it. But remember, we were praying and praying and praying that God wouldn't allow him to be successful. So, you know, the tough thing is what God doesn't allow because of our prayers, when we pray to not allow something to happen, it's hard to pinpoint if it was God or they just changed their plans, is it not? But I like to think that God is definitely listening to our prayers and answering prayers. And we've been praying at our two police and military associations and many of you out there that these imprecatory prayers that God would stop these people, these evil antichrist leaders of ours, and stop them and don't allow them to be successful and remove them in any fashion he sees fit. And so we haven't had the next planned terrorist attack on America yet to push the political agenda of the international crime cabal that has control of our governments and the state houses, of course, all 50 state houses. So let's continue to pray, folks. But if they do carry it off, if they do, if God allows them to blow up a horrible, horrible scenario of blowing up a number of places in the United States to cause hundreds of thousands of dead Americans, which is on the table. The next plan is killing hundreds of thousands of Americans this time to sell the draft that Bush needs to draft our young girls and boys in his world program of fighting to take over the world. It has nothing to do with fighting terrorists at all. The government leaders are the terrorists, as we can prove without any doubt whatsoever. And any court in the land, we could prove that World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Oklahoma City bombing, the World Trade Center, and 9/11 were all planned terrorist actions to force the people mentally to accept the wars, to accept other things, to accept martial law on the street, the Patriot Act that removes a lot of our freedoms, and so on and so on. But we need to talk to you about what to do with your firearms. If you have bought firearms now from a gun dealer, you need to run an ad in Shotgun News, in the local newspaper, if they'll still take it. But a lot of these newspapers have been taken over by our enemies, and they won't let you run an ad for a gun in there any longer. But if that's the case, get a hold of Shotgun News. Just go to the web and put Shotgun News in there and point and push the button, and you'll come up with a very good newspaper for gun owners. It's been around a long time. Or you can go down the supermarket and grab one of the gun magazines off the rack, go home, and get prepared to do an ad to sell your guns that you bought at the gun store. Okay, we'll be back and tell you how to do that in just a minute. Very, very important, folks, so stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. What I'm talking about is legal here, okay? Lawful. It's also lawful, by the way. Do you know the difference between lawful and legal? Well, lawful is constitutional, and legal is something different. It doesn't mean it's lawful. You know, they have a lot of laws they pass that are legal, but they're not lawful. They're not constitutional, but that's another subject. Here's what you do if you bought guns from a gun shop, folks, and you believe one day the knock may come on the door because those sheets, 4474 forms you filled out, will go into the hands of the enemy of gun owners. And they will knock on the door one day if we don't win our nonviolent redress of our grievances that we're working on every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what you do is go get you a gun magazine or get Shotgun News, or you can try your local newspaper. Maybe they'll take a little small ad, just a little ad, not very big, couple lines, and put in there that you're trying to sell a certain kind of a gun that you bought at a gun store. You don't have to put in there you bought it at a gun store. Just say, I've got a gun to sell. Describe it, and then wait for the calls. Well, you take that little ad, and you put it in a special file, your gun file. You get a file folder and put guns on there, and stick that little ad, cut it out of the Shotgun News, your local newspaper, gun magazine, and you put it in that file. Now, when the enemy of the American people come to the door and knock, and want to take your guns and say, hey, on such and such a date, you bought a gun at the local gun store or at Walmart or wherever, you know, they sell guns, and we want it. Well, you can pull out your gun file and show them on such and such a date you run an ad in the newspaper and you sold the gun. And the first thing they're going to say to you is what? Who did you sell it to? Where's his address? What's his name? What's his address? Phone number, license plate number, BVD size. You know, they want everything, okay? And you can say, oh, I didn't know I was required by law to get that information for you. Am I required by law to get the name of people that I sell things to, my private property? Show me the law. And, of course, they cannot produce the law. So that's the best thing you can do. And then, how many of you know what I mean when I say midnight gardening? Okay, let me give you an example. When I was speaking to police and military and private citizens, the great patriots of Kiwiland, New Zealand, when I was down there in New Zealand, being invited by the New Zealand patriots to come down and speak to their police and soldiers, and then when I was speaking on a speaking tour in Australia, speaking to the great Aussies, patriots, and police and soldiers a few years back, it was at a time when they were going through the government banning weapons in the hands of private citizens. You remember the days. Well, the Aussies, the great Aussie patriots that I saw, literally thousands of them on that trip, come up and they were chuckling and showed me newspaper ads that showed that the plumbers could not find any black sewer pipe, the plastic black sewer pipe, 8-inch, 6-inch black sewer pipe, because people were buying the black plastic sewer pipe and the end caps, one of them you cement on and the other one's a screw cap where you can unscrew it, and they were burying their guns doing some midnight gardening. And so the good patriot Aussies have buried their weapons. They turned in very few, even though the newspapers chuckled around our nation. The socialists who own and control the newspapers were chuckling that at the piles of guns that they photographed down in Australia. You saw the piles of guns that people had turned in. But those were the bad guns. They turned they had their good guns down under the ground. They buried them, waiting for the day the balloon goes up. They're going to go and get those guns out and go to war against God's enemies and their nation's enemies. John Howard's a scumbag, just like our leaders are here in this country, Bush and Tony Blair and Ariel Sharon. These are all international criminals. John Howard's their premier, their president down there, premier. And he's in league with the other international crime families, and he thought he got all the guns. Well, I got news for you people. He did not. The great Aussie people have fought with us in various wars, and they're great fighters. And I'll tell you what, I'd hate to go to war against the Aussies, because they do you know what and take names, you know. So I'm here to report to you the Aussie people did not roll over and play dead cockroach, as Colonel Bo likes to say, put their little legs up in the air and expire when the government told them to hand in their guns. They went and buried them. They did some midnight gardening. So I suggest that you do some midnight gardening. Keep a couple weapons in your home to turn in. Keep a pistola, some kind of a revolver or pistol that doesn't cost a lot of money for home defense, and keep a 12-gauge shotgun, 20-gauge shotgun to defend the home. But you can buy those for $100. And you can keep them there to defend the home and the family, and the rest should be put someplace where only you know where they're at, in case one day the enemy, the little green men from outer space, attack us and we have to defend the homeland. Isn't that right? Amen to that. Okay, brother. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Got to put a disclaimer in here because the enemy is listening, of course. And but this is truly our stand at our two police and military associations. There is a time for war, and there's a time for getting business done. And we're at a time right now of using the First Amendment to recruit millions of people, awaken millions of people around the world to who the true enemies in God, of God and liberty are in our nations. As I mentioned, John Howard, George Bush, Bill Clinton, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Democratic Socialist or Republican Socialist and Globalist, you're still the people's enemy. And Tony Blair, Ariel Sharon is setting up the Israeli people to be bombed and horribly killed, so many of them horribly killed, so that he can push this along with Bush and John Howard down in Australia and Tony Blair, this World War III that they're pushing for, okay? And they don't care how many of the people get killed in Israel, America, Britain, Australia. They want World War III because that leads them to world government, okay? And it also leads the people in their land to accept, when blood's running in the streets, accept martial law and the suspension of their freedoms. In other words, become slaves. So our position at our two police and military associations is this is not the time for violence on our part. Now, they kill us all the time. You know, this evil leadership kill us all the time. They were involved in Oklahoma City bombing. They blew that up from inside and killed American people. Just examples, a few here. There's many more. The World Trade Center, number one, the FBI was involved to the very second it blew up. They knew when it was going to happen. They were supposed to change the powder to a non-explosive powder. They told their snitch inside the organization that was committing the act of terrorism that they were going to do that, and they didn't do it, and that's on tape. The FBI agent didn't know she was being taped at the time she told him that they were going to change the powder before the explosion went off to a non-explosive powder, and they didn't do it. They allowed it to happen on purpose, but the World Trade Center didn't come down. Now, the second time, it did through planting explosives inside on the columns in the basement and other places, and they brought it down. So they've killed us and continue to kill us today. I can give you places where I've been personally, Ruby Ridge. I was there in the cabin with the Weaver family during the standoff and saw Vicki Weaver's body laying up underneath the kitchen table in a pool of blood with half her face shot off. I've been there in Arkansas where Governor Clinton then went on to be president when he proved himself willing to kill anybody at any time, any place, by burying so many bodies of people that were involved with MENA, Arkansas, the CIA's drug running with Vice President Bush at that time, and the CIA and Bill Clinton were running drugs into MENA, Arkansas, and they killed many, many people. And I interrogated the Indian. He was Indian. Dr. Fahmy Malik, President Bill Clinton, then Governor Bill Clinton's state medical examiner that hid all these bodies and said they were all accidental deaths or they were suicides and everything. Interviewed him personally myself and made him sweat bullets as I brought up the facts to him about how I knew that they were murdered, and he called them suicides and accidents and everything. But that beside the fact, folks, they've killed us, but we're not killing them. Okay, this is a time to use the First Amendment the best we can and as fast as we can and as precisely and efficiently as we can, such as Republic Broadcasting Network, using mass communication to wake up our brothers and sisters, fellow Americans out there. And we're doing it. We're doing it. And so this is not a time to stop the use of the First Amendment to cause martial law. I can guarantee you right now, if we went to war, if we picked up our weapons and said we're going to go hang these people from the light post, if any of you say that and were to attempt to do it, the media that is controlled by these international bandits would list you as terrorist, and they have to put us under martial law to protect the American people from all of these evil terrorists out here. And you wouldn't have a way to get the word out that you're not a terrorist, that you're a patriot, and so you'd be a terrorist in the minds of 90% of the American people. And the government would put us under martial law, suspend the First Amendment, the whole Bill of Rights, and that'd be it. Okay? So while we can, we're doing what God told us to do in the Holy Scriptures, never holding our peace night or day. He said we should be watchmen on the wall, and we should be screaming for the high heavens, you know, and screaming to the people. That's Isaiah 62:6, if you want to look it up. He says we're supposed to do that at this time and awaken the people and set them free mentally so that they can set themselves free by joining us physically in this country. So we do not propose people going to get their weapons and start a shooting war. We propose that you get your pens, you get your telephones, your fax machines, your email, and you join us in a battle to redress our grievances in a nonviolent way, okay? Enough of a disclaimer there. Let's go on to something else here. It's been a number of days I've had this on my desk here, and I've gotten into other things that were more current, but I want to get back to this, folks. Probably by now, this came out December 4th, about the CIA having death squads in Iraq. Have you heard about this? I don't have time. I wish I did to be able to listen to Republic Broadcasting Network and know what you've heard by all the various very good hosts that come on and do programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I can't do that. I have so much on my plate as a volunteer for Police and Military Against the New World Order, an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and right now taking my bride through cancer treatment up down here in Indiana and trying to keep up with paying the bills and you name it. You know what all that's about, folks. Well, I can't do that, so I don't know if you've heard about this, but I want to give you my slant on it, okay? This is coming from a former soldier, Vietnam-era vet, and a police officer, now retired. Do you recall? Most of my listeners will recall that just weeks ago, we presented a report that did not come out in the United States. It came out in another nation. I think it was Britain. I don't have the report here on my desk right now. Someplace that talked about the two British, no, it wasn't Britain, that's right, because the two British Special Forces guys that dressed up in Arabic gear and mustaches and beards and a turban and all that stuff and drove their truck loaded with weapons and loaded with explosives down a street in near Baghdad and shot and killed two police officers. You remember that. And they got caught. And so what was going on here is they were trying to fake the Israeli... Iraq police that we trained, that our soldiers trained over there, caught these two British agents that were undercover, making it look like that they were al-Qaeda. And they believed the police officers there believed they were on their way to plant bombs and blow up something or somebody to make it look like that Arabs are killing Arabs. This is what they believed. Well, the two British agents were caught, and they were sat on the ground, handcuffed, and they were hidden away. So when the Brits came in to steal them back so they couldn't be interrogated, and the Brits did come in with tanks, and they crushed the jail walls. They knocked down the jail where these two British agents had killed two police officers. And they went in trying to recapture their captured undercover false flag operatives, okay, that had acted like they were al-Qaeda. And they weren't there. And so they finally convinced the Iraqi police to tell them where they were. And they went over to a safe house and got them out of the country because they did not want these special forces British officers to be interrogated and find out that the government, both the American government, the Israeli government, the British government, have been using these false flag operations over there, blowing people up, especially Iraqi people, blowing up Sunnis, and then allegedly the Sunnis would blow up the Shiites, and so forth, pushing for civil war and also making the Iraqi people think that the al-Qaeda was doing this to them. And it worked very well. It's called psy warfare, a very, very well-planned psychological warfare on the Iraqi people and the American people. You and I have been looking at the TV saying, oh, my gosh, these people are animals. They're killing themselves. The Arabs are killing Arabs. These are animals. And that's what you're supposed to think. That's what it's planned for you to think. And so, but they got caught. Well, let me take you to this article now by Max Fuller. He wrote an article, a very thought-provoking article. Matter of fact, probably the most disturbing thought-provoking article of the year in his paper, called Crying Wolf, Media Disinformation and Death Squads in Occupied Iraq. Now, this was put out by Global Research, okay? But Max Fuller painstakingly lays out the details and documentation that prove that the United States intelligence agencies are behind the vast incidents of murder and torture being carried out in Iraq today. And you're supposed to think it's al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda, okay? And it's the insurgents blowing up their own fellow Iraqis. Puller's thesis, his thesis is correct. When the war on terror, that mighty engine of imperial carnage, is nothing more than a public relations scam intended to enlist public support for the unpopular conflict there, the war on terror is a seminal lie from which all the administration's criminal excesses are mere tributaries. America's unprovoked aggression in Iraq, as well as the appalling assault on civil liberties, has been carried out in the name of the war on terror. In fact, it has been used as a mask to mask everything from police state legislation here at home, martial law legislation, in other words, to massive human rights violations abroad. The war on terror is an all-consuming fraud that poses the greatest threat to personal freedom and global security the world has ever seen. If unchallenged, the dictatorial powers of the president will continue to increase and the world will be plunged into another century of war. And that's the plan, folks. Fuller's article sweeps away the illusions created by the war on terror. With laser-like intensity, he focuses attention on the most expansive clandestine interoperation of all time. He's talking about psi warfare. The terrorizing of an entire nation, several nations, America and Britain and Iraq, pushing it in towards civil war, pushing Iraq towards civil war. The interior minister is the center of Iraq's violent malaise. It is the headquarters for the Badr and the Wolf Brigades, the American-trained death squads, which are responsible for the massive assassination program directed at alleged Sunni resistance fighters. Understand, folks, that the Sunnis are being blown up all the time, so you and I are supposed to think it's the Shiites, all right? And that's what he's talking about here. The torture chambers, death squads, and random bombings are not caused by foreign terrorists, nor are they the work of Iranian agents striving for a theocratic regime in Baghdad, like we're told. They are, in fact, the nefarious activities of American puppet masters who matriculated in the terror wars in Nicaragua and El Salvador, and now, under Uncle Sam's benign gaze, they are plying their trade in Iraq, wreaking havoc and spreading suffering on an unimaginable scale. So what does this mean? It means that the center front in the war on terror is a phantom, a specter, that cloaks itself in a dull brain of plutocrats who promise democracy, but only deliver greater deprivation, sorrow, and fear. And folks, if you believe, if you understand how we have phony elections here in the United States, imagine what these elections are over there in Iraq. They're as phony as a $2 bill. They're not getting to take control of that country. The people won't get control of that country. Just like here, we vote all the time, and the people don't control this country. So please don't be misled to think that because they're getting to vote over there, they're going to get control of their nation away from these international crime cabal that has control of America, Britain, and Israel, and other nations. They're not. It says here, who promise democracy but only deliver greater deprivation, sorrow, and fear. It means that the ideological headwaters of global terrorism is Washington, D.C., and that behind the scratchy facade of al-Qaeda videos and dubious accounts of suicide bombers, the insidious fist of the imperial master continues to pound away at its victims. This means that, as Martin Luther King said, and I'm not used to quoting Martin Luther King, the good old U.S. communist, but here's what he said. He says, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today is my own country. He should see it today. The media has played a pivotal role in trying to obfuscate the details of America's involvement in the terror war. by characterizing the hundreds of murders of Sunni men as merely the unlucky victim of tit-for-tat sectarian violence or of rogue Shiite militias, the media has concealed the bloody fingerprints of the Central Intelligence Agency and their Iraqi consorts. But as Mr. Fuller deftly demonstrates, the more likely explanation is that the ministry is executing a clear strategy of creating terror devised and directed by American managers. The media's disinformation campaign is designed to shift blame from American intel agencies to alleged sectarian rivals. This creates the rationale for civil war, which advances American policy objectives of balkanizing the country to control its natural resources. Folks, this is what these international crime lords are doing over there. It has nothing to do with safeguarding America at all. And we're losing our brothers and sisters every day to this war for these internationalists. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Remember the name of the book, folks, or the article, Max Fuller, M-A-X-F-U-L-L-E-R, and it's Crying Wolf, Media Disinformation and Death Squads in Occupied Iraq, Global Research. Yeah, let's finish it up here. He continues on, and he says here, so too the notion of rogue Iranian-supported militias, and I should say Syrian supported militias coming across the border, folks. This is lies. It says here, carrying out random attacks on alleged Sunni suspects is equally deceptive. Nearly everything that appears in the corporate media, controlled media they're talking about here in the U.S., has been intentionally misleading as part of the broader information war to keep the American people from grasping the truth about the chief perpetrator of terrorism in Iraq today. That is the U.S. intelligence agencies. As the Los Angeles Times notes, the entire intelligence establishment is a creation of the Anglo-American Secret Services, which began building at least as early as the beginning of the occupation. You've been fooled. I've been fooled, and everything the Pentagon has said has been a lie. The entrails, the fetal entrails of this terror beast reside in Washington, not Baghdad or Tehran. The recent revelations, including excluded from the American press, of two British commandos dressed in traditional Arab garb caught in Basra with a trunk load of full of explosives, has even cast doubt on the involvement of the intelligence agency in a rash of terror bombings plaguing the country. Certainly, the ensuing anger generated from these attacks is more comparable with the administration's goals of sectarian division than they are with the Nubius theories of the apocryphal al-Jakawi. Fuller says what is possible is that both sides of the apparent sectarian violence is run as part of a huge CIA-led intelligence operation designed to split Iraq to the seams. Folks, this is true. What he's saying here is true. It fits in with the information we've received over the months and months and months that this war has been going on. The international crime families are creating bombings over there. They're killing Shiites. They're killing Sunnis and blaming it on each other to create a civil war over there. They want to balkanize that area and cause it to be more easily controlled by the internationalists under these phony elections and these puppet government figures they're placing in power over there. So just keep that in mind, folks. As you watch the television, don't be tricked when you see the bombings going on. It's horrendous, but don't believe. Now there could very well be, now that they're trying to get the civil war going, the Sunnis and Shiites will start bombing each other and start killing each other, because some of them may very well believe that the real bombings, but the false flag operations that they're killing each other has not been going on. So the civil war is coming to Iraq. It's planned that way, and I don't know what we can do about it, folks. I would say that we just need to remember that imprecatory prayer works. God told us to pray for these evil leaders to be removed by God in any way he sees fit. Let's keep that in mind. Don't just pray for love and peace and everything and that these people all be saved, these international crime families be saved, but pray as God told you to do. Pray that he remove them in any way they can at this time. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't forget that. And say Merry Christmas to everybody. It'll make you feel real good. God bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.